From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. This past spring, when the Italian writer Antonio Tabucchi died, he left behind a long trail of fiction, poems, and articles in his native language. Among them, a story collection that's now been translated into English by Tim Parks. It's a square-shaped, pocket-sized paperback called The Flying Creatures of Fra Angelico, and our reviewer, Alan Chuse, thoroughly enjoyed it.
The title story, a gorgeous quasi-historical tale, takes us to a garden in early summer where a monk, who happens to be the great 15th-century Italian painter, is picking new onions. An enormous bird lands in a nearby tree, a bird whose wings are made, we hear, of different colored feathers. The feathers are ochre, yellow, deep blue, and an emerald green, the color of a kingfisher, and every now and then, Tabucchi tells us, they open like a fan. Soon another bird arrives, and another, and then a huge dragonfly appears to the sleeping monk in his cell and commands him to paint these visitors. The monk takes up a brush and begins. That seems to be something of what Tabucchi himself has done, portraying a series of weird and beautiful visions, a letter from the king of Portugal to the great Spanish painter Goya, a letter from the immortal goddess Calypso to Odysseus, the story of a mid-14th century Portuguese prince with a monumental love and a monumental sense of revenge. And these are only half the pieces gathered here, portrayed in a prose that creates a deep, near-profound, and sometimes heart-wrenching nostalgia, and constantly evokes the pain of recognizing the speed of life's passing, which everyone knows, but few have the strength to accept. A small book, yes, and wonderfully thought-provoking and beautiful.
The story collection by Antonio Tabucchi is called The Flying Creatures of Fra Angelico. Our critic is Alan Chuse. His most recent book is called Paradise.